The Vice President John Dramani Mahama says sports holds the key to open doors of opportunity to the youth of Africa. He said the youth of today are faced with numerous challenges, and so they must be involved in activities that will give them hope for the future. Mr. Mahama said this at the opening of the National Unity Games. The games, which have been dormant for 7 years, have brought together sportsmen and women from all the regions, as well as servicemen and some tertiary institutions. Vice President Mahama noted the commitment of government to invest in sports and the National Youth Employment Program.
The youth in Africa must be engaged in programs and activities that can make them look to the future with hope and optimism. At the recent 17th ordinary session of the African Union in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, His Excellency the President, in his address to the Summit of Heads of State, urged his colleagues to focus on empowering the youth of Africa with the know-how and opportunities that will adequately allow them to secure their future. In today's world, when the youth are caught up in a cycle of conflicting ideologies coupled with technological innovation, economic pressures, unemployment, and its attendant hardships, sports is one activity which can help bring joy, hope, and employment to the youth. Unlike in the past, when participation in sports was a mere pastime or a hobby, sports today is big business, and some of the practitioners are among the richest people in the world. As part of government's Better Ghana agenda, we shall continue to invest heavily not only in sports, but in the Youth in Agriculture program and the National Youth Employment Program, which are all aimed at providing the youth with employable skills and training. As a sports enthusiast myself, I have an emotional attachment to the promotion and development of sports in the country, and it is my fervent hope that the revival of the National Unity Games will unearth more sporting talents for the future glory of our nation. The National Unity Games is undoubtedly one of the biggest stages and opportunities for our young athletes to showcase the talents they have and bring pride to their regions or to the organizations to which they belong. The stage is set over the next 10 days for a dazzling spectacle as we witness our stars of tomorrow compete against each other in search of glory and a brighter future. These games have a proud history of unearthing talents who eventually become national heroes and heroines in their various sporting disciplines. I'm also happy that the organizers have included Colts football, which has long been neglected in the games. It was through Colts football that the likes of Abedi Pele, Stephen Appiah, Asamoah Gyan and Michael Essien, to mention a few, were all unearthed. Sports has always been a powerful tool that unites this dear nation of ours, and the National Unity Games should help bring us all together.
Vice President Mahama speaking at the opening of the National Unity Games in Accra.